We're dinking around with Eddie and Webby. Dinking around with Eddie and Webby tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Aw, yeah. We are back with an all new episode of Dinking Around with Eddie and Webby. Which one are you again?
I'm Eddie, I think. Yeah, I'm Eddie.
And I'm Webby, not Eddie.
That's right. Let's touch those tips, Webby. Man, I'm so happy to be back with another episode of Dinking Around with you. This is going to be another unique one. I like how we throw these crazy things out there, and I think it's going to work out really well, and the audience is going to enjoy it. Would you agree?
I do, too. Yeah, we've been mixing things up a bit here and there. You never know what to expect from us, and I feel like that's the whole purpose of Dinking Around. You never know what we're going to do. Sometimes we don't know what we're going to do, but I love it.
That's right. As mentioned, we do have a great episode for you. It's going to be a little bit different of a format tonight. And we got a lot of stuff to even cover before we get into that. But Webby, we have a pretty massive announcement to make. Would you agree with that?
We do. It's huge.
We've kind of hinted about it a little bit in the past. And you know what? I say we just go ahead and roll a little video that explains what's going on. What do you think?
I say we go ahead and roll the clip.
You know him as two of the sexiest guys in pickleball. With a trophy shelf full of 3-0 medals, they're not afraid to show off. These two put out some of the best pickleball content in the universe. You know them as Eddie and Webby. And now, they're joining Team Volaire. Oh, yeah.
That's right. We're part of Team Volaire, baby.
I can't believe it. I'm so excited. As you guys know, Webby and I have been playing with Volaire paddles long before we developed this partnership. But I'm super excited to say that we are officially part of Team Volaire.
Yeah, man, I am super excited. Anybody that's been tuning into our content pretty much for the past year knows that we have been big fans of their paddles. We had no plan at the time of even trying to do some kind of partnership with them, but we both kept going back to their paddles. We would try other paddles, keep coming back to their paddles. I think it's going to be a great partnership.
I agree. We're going to do so many fun things in 2024. They're an incredible company with great products. I have been playing with the Volaire Mach 1 now for, gosh, it's probably been going on at least a year. Probably even longer than that. And I love this paddle. To me, it's a great balance of spin and control. I personally like to have a paddle with touch, with a large sweet spot. But sometimes I like to rip some topspin. And this paddle, I feel like, suits my game very well.
Yeah, I absolutely love that paddle. I was using that for quite a while. But then when the Mach 1 Forza came out, that became my go-to paddle because I still had great control with it. But it gave me some extra power that I typically am lacking. As everybody knows who watches me play, I don't have the most power with my shots. But I actually have a different paddle that I think is my new favorite. I just started playing with it a couple weeks ago, and I've been loving it. Ever since I first played with it, I loved it. And that is the Mach 2 Forza. Oh, yeah. It's a little bit shorter of a body, but it's wider. It's a unique shape. I don't think I've played with any paddles this exact shape before, and I really like it a lot. It's good for my type of style that I play with. It's got great spin, too. In fact, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Pickleball Studio ranked this as their top spin paddle of the year, which is pretty impressive.
It's very impressive. They're an impressive company with great marketing, great products. I'm so excited to see what 2024 is in store for Eddie and Webby, along with Volaire. I'm also excited to try out some of their other paddles as well, too. So who knows? Maybe I'll have another favorite within the Volaire lineup. But I do want to mention, guys, that if you want to get your hands on a Volaire paddle or maybe some shirts like this, you can visit Volaire.com. You can use coupon code PB for life for 10% off of your order. Not only are you going to get 10% off of great products, you're also going to help out the channel as well. We're super excited for this partnership, and I can't wait to see what's in store.
Yeah, we have so many fun content ideas in store for you guys. It's going to be a blast. I'm sure there's going to be some paddle giveaways throughout the year as well, so definitely stay tuned for that. But yeah, I'm just excited. I love it.
Me too. In fact, I'm so excited that I'm getting a little bit thirsty here. What do you say we crack a beverage?
Yes, I am very thirsty. I have mine already cracked open, but I'm going to give it a little pour-ski. And this is one of my absolute favorites. It's Breakfast Stout from Founders Brewing Company. It's winter. It's cold. I absolutely love drinking stouts in the winter, and this is one of my absolute favorites of all time.
You know what, Webby? The last time I was in Scottsdale in mid-December, I was at a restaurant in Scottsdale that had Breakfast Stout from Founders there.
Oh, nice.
Of course, I had to order it, right? I mean, you can't see it on the menu and not order it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, what are you going to be sipping on this evening?
Well, you know, I'm still on my seltzer kick right now. And as I had in our last episode and in the past, I'm going to be drinking another Happy Dad seltzer. This one is the Death Row Records version, which is grape flavor. And I love grape flavored things. I don't know about you, but to me, it's energy drink wise, you know, anything. I just like grape flavor. This is one of my favorites. Love me some Happy Dad. And I say cheers, my friend.
All right, cheers.
Once it hits the lips, it's just so good. Just so good.
Yeah, and this one, the Founders Breakfast Stout, I absolutely love it.
It's a good one. Well, Webby, what do we got in store for tonight? Because I'm pretty excited to see what we're going to be doing here.
Yeah, this is going to be a super fun episode. It's going to be quite a bit different than usual, because the interview that's going to take place tonight, it's with two very special guests, but it was something that it had to happen at a special location, and you're going to see what I mean. So without further ado, let's go ahead and kick it off to Webby, who is already on location. Thanks, Eddie and Webby. I am here on location at one of my favorite places to play pickleball, and for anybody that tunes in to our channel regularly, you probably know what I'm talking about. Today, we're at the new state-of-the-art Wolverine Pickleball Facility in Ann Arbor, Michigan. This place has 12 dedicated indoor pickleball courts, a large pro shop, really nice lounge areas, and they also have a wall with a bunch of self-serve alcoholic drink taps. And with us today are two very special guests, and they are the owners of Wolverine Pickleball. We've got Christy Howden and Leslie White. How's it going?
Good, thank you.
Fantastic.
So this is such a cool moment, and it was something that we just had to do on location because this place is so amazing. And I just want to say thank you guys for making such an incredible facility. And I want to kind of learn about the journey that you guys have been on to get to where we are today at this amazing facility. So, Christy, I want to start with you. And we've known each other for years, and I don't think I've ever actually asked you how you first got into pickleball. So I would love to know.
So I started pickleball as a New Year's resolution to have a quirky sport to try, and was having a lot of trouble finding a place to play. And Leslie knew I was on that mission to play pickleball, and she said, I'm playing near your house, come out to try it. And I showed up, and I did not realize it was a senior center because they said I was too young to play and needed to buy a senior in training card for $20 a year. So I did that happily and kind of went from there and outgrew that place, and that's where Leslie and I, the seeds of our business started.
Okay, so Leslie, it sounds like you knew about pickleball before Christy, so how'd you get into it?
So my dad kept pushing me to try it because we grew up racket sports, all sports family, and my dad discovered pickleball probably 15 years ago and was playing it for a good 7 or 8 years before I finally said, all right, if you'll leave me alone, I'll try it. And they were bringing it into Chelsea. So a friend of mine who was the executive director in Chelsea, she called me and said, we're starting pickleball, come try it. So I started there, and then I would have to drive all over Michigan to find places to play because there was hardly anywhere to play. So, you know, every place did like specific days of the week. So I would be in Chelsea on Monday and Wednesday, Saline on Friday. You know, I would have to drive everywhere. So that's when I knew I was heading out to Saline and reached out to Christy and said, come try it. And we started playing there together. And then we would drive around to, we would go to Mary Lou a little bit and just find places to play, and started talking about how we needed more places to play. So that's kind of how we started.
All right. Nice. Yeah, I can definitely relate. When I first got into it here in the Southeast Michigan, there was very limited places to play. I played at Mary Lou Murray in Ann Arbor quite a bit as well. The old gym court surface. I'm sure everybody here tuning in probably started on a gym court surface at some point when they were early on in their pickleball journey.
Right. And I even remember hearing people say, oh, I don't play on wood floors. And we would look at each other and go, oh, excuse us. Yeah. Now we're like, I don't play on gym floors. Yeah. We've joined that group.
Yeah, I used to always call people pickleball snobs if they would refuse to play on gym floor surface. Right. I was like, man, these people are horrible. Like, what are they doing? But now I can totally relate, and I avoid gym floor like the plague these days.
Exactly.
I'll still do it. It's still fun. Better than nothing. Mm-hmm. But if I can avoid it, I will.
Exactly. Yes.
So it sounds like you knew each other before pickleball, because Leslie talked you into doing it, Christy. So how did you two first end up meeting each other?
We actually met through our daughters. My oldest daughter and her youngest daughter were on a travel volleyball team together.
Oh, okay.
So we knew each other socially, and then just kind of had a friendship from there. And then this business has taken it to the next level, where we just kind of got our pickleball addiction and would travel around to tournaments and different places and go, I think we could come up with a better way to do this, and just kept going from there. And this is like in 2017 and 2018. So way before pickleball saw its great surge, we were kind of dreaming of what we could turn it into as our daughters were getting older and we're going to get out of the house, you know, looking for something, a new adventure for each of us to do.
Very nice. And before we go any further, I just want to show off one of the many reasons why this place is awesome. I am drinking a beer right now, and it is a beer that I got here on location. They have a wall full of beer taps, and it's pretty cool the way that it works. Do you mind explaining to everybody, like, how, like, if somebody came here and they wanted to drink, like, what's the process to get the beer from the beer wall?
So here it's, you open a tab like you would at any bar. We take your credit card, open the tab, and give you wristbands. You can get one for yourself. You can get one for your friends if you want to treat them to a drink, or spouse. And then you go to our tap wall, and you have the wristband onto the reader, which will activate the tap, and you can see what's on tap. And once you activate it, you just pour what you want to drink. It can just be a few ounces. You can sample a bunch of different beers or cocktails. And you just pay per ounce. There's no tipping, taxes included. So we're kind of the cheapest bar in town, because you're only paying for really what you drink.
Nice. And the options, it's amazing the options they have. There's a whole bunch of different craft beers. There's mixed drinks. There's wine, all kinds of stuff. Moscow Mule. It's very cool. Today I am sipping on M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company. This is one of my absolute favorite beers. What are you two drinking today?
I have Sierra Rose Blackberry Cider, hard cider.
Nice.
And I have a house-made elderflower and gin cocktail, my
Very
favorite.
Nice. Well, cheers.
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 This is awesome. Just pickleball and beer. I mean, what's not to love? I absolutely love it. Mm. So since you guys have opened, I have played here at least once a week. There's been some times where I was here three times a week, which is unheard of for me. So thanks to you guys, I'm able to play pickleball a lot more than I used to. With the extra courts, there's more courts to be able to reserve, which is very nice. But that kind of brings me back to one of the adventures that you guys had right before this, in a place that I had a lot of videos, and that is the Wolverine Pickleball Warehouse. How did you find the warehouse? Like, how? Tell us a little bit about the background of the warehouse.
So, I mean, we always had a dream of a big facility like this, and the pandemic hit and kind of set us back with the investor group that we had to build something bigger. But we kept searching. We knew that we wanted to build something big. So it was just the two of us at that point, and we had been looking for warehouses for a long time. It's very tricky to find the right space, the right ceiling height, where the columns and placement to be able to get a good quality pickleball court and the spacing around it. To happen. And we happened to find it during the pandemic, and we pulled the trigger on the lease, and, you know, a few weeks later we were in it, and 10 days later, with the help of the community, we DIY'd it and built out four pickleball courts to test out our business idea and see if people were interested in that. And that was October of 2020, before I think people were really getting into it during the pandemic a little bit, but We were kind of like that secret place for pickleball. You kind of had to know someone to get in because we weren't really advertising like, hey, we're getting together. Even though we never had COVID outbreak or anything at our place. But, you know, it was kind of unsure times. And it just grew from word of mouth and the programming. And then we expanded to 8 courts at that same place when the other side of the warehouse opened up. DIY'd it again with the help of our community. And the whole time in the background, we're working to build this big one, you know, finding the land, architects, builders, you know, raising funds to do this. So it was a hard process for those 3 years. But we stuck to it while we were fine-tuning the programming and getting the community involved and building our pickleball, tribe, I guess.
Nice. But yeah, I'll tell you, the warehouse, it definitely saved my sanity during the pandemic because, I mean, for months I hadn't played pickleball. My daughter and I, we would go set up a temporary court like in the park and like play singles from time to time. But I mean, she must've been like 12 at the time. So like I would just destroy her at singles. So it wasn't super fun for me. I mean, it was fun to get out there and do something, but I was really craving some good competitive pickleball again. And then you guys opened the warehouse at such a great time for a lot of us. And I know I was one of the people, I was scared to kind of do things. I didn't know what to expect, but I never felt in danger at the warehouse because it was so big. You guys had the big garage doors that could open up and just very good ventilation and stuff like that. And I played there a lot, never got sick or anything. So I feel like the warehouse definitely saved me because I was putting on the weight. I was actually drinking more beer than usual because I had nothing else better to do. So I was at home drinking beer. Mm-hmm. I finally was able to exercise by going to the warehouse and play. And that actually spawned the Webby versus Everybody series where I do singles against high-level people. That was the first time I ever did that was against Kyle Worthy at the warehouse. And that's been one of my favorite video series I've ever done. So the pickleball warehouse had something to do with that too. That idea happened during the pandemic when I was mostly playing singles. So, so very cool. So Leslie, was the warehouse? Was it better than you expected as far as how busy it was, or did it take a little while for it to gain traction, or how did that all go?
I would say it filled up pretty quickly. Yeah. I mean, during the pandemic, we opened up in October of 2020, so everybody was itching to do something. Through that winter, we had the 4 courts, and 4 courts, it was full all winter long. We kept those doors, the bay doors, open a crack even in a blizzard to keep that fresh air coming in. But we filled that up pretty quickly. So when the other side was available, we jumped on that right away. And that filled up right away as well. I mean, we always have wait lists. Even at this place with 12 courts, we still have wait lists in every session.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's awesome, though. I'm glad to hear it because I know one thing that's on everybody's mind, like when they first think about opening a big facility like this, it's probably nerve-wracking to know, like, will the people show up? Will it be busy enough to keep things going? But I feel like you guys definitely don't have that problem at all.
We don't. We built our community first. We didn't do the opposite where build it and they will come.
Yeah. Yeah. Very smart. Very, very smart. Speaking of the community that you built, I know I met you two way before the warehouse existed. I think the first tournament I ever did that you guys did was at Saline High School. It might have been a different one, but I think it was Saline High School. Is that the first place you guys ever ran a tournament, or was there somewhere before that?
That was a place where we ran the first. Actually, all of our big tournaments were run out of Saline. We ran some minor, smaller events, like little trials and learn to plays and some clinics out of their middle school. But Saline community ed program was super helpful.
I think our very first one was out of Chelsea Middle School.
Yep,
we did. There was like 16 people in it. And then we ran the one at, maybe the Saline was first, but we did run 2 16-person round robin tournaments out of the middle schools. And we were so excited. we were so proud. We're like, wow, we ran a round robin. And we were, but that was the beginning of it all. It was so fun. And our adrenaline was going just from running something on our own. And so it just built from there. Saline was, those were our big first tournaments during COVID that summer, 2020. Okay. Well, before COVID, in January, right, was our winter blast.
We did a couple of indoor tournaments, so 12 and 16 courts for those. And then when we did the summer during COVID, those are 20-court tournaments, so a few hundred people.
And I remember our winter blast tournament, There actually was a winter blast storm that night.
Oh, wow.
And we were thinking nobody's going to show because it was probably 12 to 14 inches
easily.
Of snow that night.
Wow.
And what did we have? We had like 140 people or something like that in the high school signed up. And we ended up having 141 show up.
Oh,
because
man.
Somebody
wow.
showed up who said, I want to be in it. Someone won't show. So I'm here to fill in. And we couldn't even put them in.
Wow.
Because everybody showed. Everybody drove through. They pulled in. They said, it took me 2 hours or 3 hours, but we made it. So that was amazing to witness. And it showed us the desire and the need to bring tournaments to people.
That's awesome. And I might have misspoke previously. I always thought my first tournament, that my first Wolverine tournament was one of the Salina High School ones, but I think it might have been the middle school because it was a round robin that I did, and I had won a gold medal with Mike Baumgartner.
Yes.
Were the round robins at the middle school?
Yes, okay. That was at the middle school.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep, so I was there at the very beginning then.
Yes.
I wasn't sure if I was at the very first Wolverine tournament, but turns out I was at one of the very first Wolverine tournaments.
That was the very first one.
Wow, nice. Yeah. Yeah. I love the fact that I've been part of your journey since pretty much the beginning, since you've been doing stuff like this. And that medal, it holds a special place in my heart. It's my very first ever gold medal. And I love the fact that Mike Baumgartner is now a very respected referee in the world of pickleball. So it's wild, all the people that we've come into contact with because of the sport.
Right, right. Yes, it's been fun. And we still have a great relationship with Mike and Michelle.
Nice. So what would you say to somebody that wants to build something like this, like somewhere else in the country? Like, what advice would you give them if they have a dream as big as yours? Like, what?
Oh, we get that question
a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it depends what your motive is. I mean, you need to know your community. I don't think it's a set as a build it and they will come model. I think you really have to engage with the community and be prepared to get involved and spend quite a few hours with the community and know what they want. I don't think it's one model fits all for all communities.
So what would you say was the most difficult or the most challenging part about this whole process of trying to make this dream facility become a reality?
We probably have different opinions of that just because of our different jobs that we do here. Mm-hmm. So you go with yours first.
I think that challenge, it's every week there could be a new challenge that you didn't know you had to do. I mean, going down rabbit holes of water retention and learning that and zoning laws and raising money and dealing with the banks and getting turned down from the banks and going to another bank. So there's challenges all along the way that it's just, you know, as a business owner, you have to get through. It's not, you know, you get told no a lot, and it's how much you want to push through that and your desire to see it through is, I think, super challenging.
A lot of support,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With your family, because.
True.
You know, I don't think we've seen our family in a while.
Yeah, a lot of sleepless nights.
It's a lot of hours. It's a lot of hours, and just being willing to put in those hours. And I mean, both Christy and I are workhorses. We're willing to work as many hours as it takes to make this work. So.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, that's obvious. Like, if anybody that comes here, you can just tell the passion that you two have. I've told people this numerous times. This is by far my favorite place to play just because the organization is so good, and I like the fact that you guys make sure that skill levels, like the people that play and sign up for certain skill levels, you make sure that they are close to that skill level, because a lot of places don't do that. I feel like people are afraid to hurt people's feelings or something like that. So I know a lot of places, you never know what you're going to get when you sign up for like a 3.5 plus night or a 4.0 plus night and stuff like that. And I always feel confident when I come here that for the most part, it's going to be very, very close to the skill level I signed up for. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that. I'm sure that probably isn't always easy. Do you guys ever have to tell people that like they need to play down or something?
So that's, yes. That's probably the hardest part of the job. It does get a little exhausting just because you're constantly giving people bad news that want to move up into the next. And you're going through the same talk with every single person because they all say, how am I going to get better unless I can play with better people? So I have to go through the whole speech about you would invite three better players and you rent a court.
Yeah.
So that is a difficult part of the job. But you're right. That is key to our success because most places don't want to do that. They think they'll do it, but they don't. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult.
Yeah, and I know other places where they try to do that, but like the people just they like revolted and they were like, "How dare you?" And they couldn't handle all the people that didn't like them being strict and stuff like that. So then they gave in and then ended up becoming just a you never know like the Wild West kind of thing.
Right.
And I'll be honest, this whole year, even in the summer when the weather was good, I still played here more than I played outdoors this whole summer, just because my time is so limited. I don't get to play as much as a lot of people do. So I'm lucky to play once or twice a week. So mm-hmm. that once or twice a week that I play, I want to make sure I get some good quality play or I'm not waiting forever. That's another big thing too. Like when I would go play outdoors, because pickleball is so much more popular than it used to be, it just most of the time was spent waiting and not even playing. Right. So I know when I sign up to play here, if it's a 2-hour session, I know I'm going to sit once or twice at the most. Sometimes I don't even sit at all. So I know I'm going to play a lot. So yeah, this whole year I've gladly paid to play rather than go for free outdoors and not know what to expect.
Right. No, we totally value our patrons' time. And we want people to walk away from our facility always saying that they played really good pickleball here. It's high quality for their level. It's very competitive. And that the community was incredibly welcoming. And those are like the two things we really strive for with our entire staff at Wolverine Pickleball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we protect our players too. So whenever we have somebody that's getting out of line, just like you did in school, they get sent to the principal's office.
Yeah.
and I have a talk with them, and you know, just go through the whole speech of this is rec play. It's supposed to be fun for all, and you need to make it more fun. So our players do recognize that and they appreciate that a lot. So we work very hard on the community. It's one of the most important things about Wolverine is the community and the level of play. So yeah, we take a lot of pride in that.
Very nice. And yeah, as one of the players, I definitely appreciate all the hard work you guys put into this. And like anytime somebody comes into town, this is always the place that I recommend. And I even, as you guys know, a couple of weeks ago, I have a bunch of friends that play pickleball in Detroit. And Ann Arbor is a bit of a hike from Detroit, but mm-hmm. a whole bunch of people that I know, we all met up on a Friday evening, played for a couple hours, then hung out, got some pizza and got beer from the beer wall. And mm-hmm. it's just very, very cool. Super fun. Everybody that came said it was well worth the drive. And some of them even have played numerous times since then.
Right.
That was their first time coming here and they've been here numerous times since then. So
we do get a lot of players from well over an hour away that tell us it's worth the drive.
Oh, for sure. And like I told Eddie, this is by far the best indoor facility I've ever played at. And I love the fact that it's not too far from where I live. So that's extra bonus. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. What's the food situation here? Like, do you guys serve food? If not, how can people get food here?
We don't serve food. We don't have our own kitchen. We do have vending machines, which are getting stocked up with some local restaurants that will be providing us with sandwiches and some shareables and salads and protein bars and things like that. So that we'll have that on site. Private events, we have like a list of caterers that provide food. When the springtime hits, we'll have food trucks as well. We're just waiting to finish out our outside space. So we'll have lots of options to keep people and other people. And you can order something in right now to the space as well.
Once spring hits, we're going to have the rotating food trucks outside. Yep.
Okay, very mm-hmm. nice. I know that when you guys first opened, you had some food trucks that week, and man, so delicious. Good like taco trucks and stuff like that. It was so, so good.
So many options now. It's crazy how many food trucks there are. So we get a lot of emails from food trucks saying, I want to be in on the rotation. So
nice.
We have a nice lineup. We just, with the cold weather, the traffic out there was not great.
Yeah.
So we decided to hold off through the winter and start them up in the spring when the beer gardens open and all our sand volleyball and bocce ball and everything's up and running. So
right. Yeah, that makes sense. So yeah, let's talk more about the outdoor stuff. You said you have sand volleyball, bocce ball.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you're going to have outdoors for activity-wise?
We'll have the cornhole as well, and then we'll have fire pits, and we'll have like some of those backyard games, like the giant Jenga and stuff like that, for people to do. And then we'll have other activities we're planning to bring into the space. Just like, I have a craft background, so I used to teach like really kind of high-end make and take kind of classes, so we'll bring some of those in. We'll have like some yoga, some one-off of that, probably do some euchre competition tournaments. So we're going to bring in a variety of things. So it's not, as our tagline is, it's not just pickleball, it's the community, it's other things to do. We're really striving to be a community gem, you know, that people can come to. If they're not into pickleball, they can still enjoy the beer wall and the community that we have here.
Very cool. Yeah, I've told Eddie numerous times that I feel like I could live here. Like, I really wouldn't have to leave. Like, the room we're in right now, it's nice and quiet. I could work here if I needed to. Yeah. It's awesome. I could get either food from the food truck or order a nearby takeout place, have them deliver it. And the beer wall, of course. I mean, man, there's not really many reasons to leave this place other right. than go home and go to sleep.
Right. You can sit by the fire. And yeah. work
oh,
sitting
yeah.
next to the fire on our Wi-Fi. Yeah, you could work here all day.
Yeah. Yeah, this place is absolutely incredible. So anybody tuning in, if you are nearby, or even if you're not, if you want to take a road trip to Michigan, come to the Ann Arbor, Michigan area, Wolverine Pickleball, you got to experience it. So what's next for you guys? I mean, do you have any aspirations to do anything like another? I know on the ribbon cutting night, there was somebody that said, I hope 5 years from now that you guys open your second location. Is that something that you like is in the back of your minds, or do you just want to focus on this place for now?
I mean, our focus right now is to make this place really hum and get it going and keep building on that energy. But we have been looking at some expansion. So it's definitely in the back of our mind, and, you know, it has to be the right kind of setup.
Yeah.
You know, we've learned a lot of lessons, and we know what we want and are kind of particular about it so that we can make it successful.
Very nice. Well, this has been awesome. Thank you very much for inviting me here, letting me bring my whole podcast studio here on location. You know, anything you guys do, I will be there to support it and have the video cameras rolling. But before we part ways, is there anything you want to say to the people tuning in that we haven't covered yet? Leslie, we'll start with you. Anything on your mind that you want to tell everybody?
Well, I don't know about telling everybody, but I mean, well, definitely telling everybody to support this guy, because he has been huge in our success as well. I mean, you've been along this journey with us and have always been the one, if we reach out and say, hey, we need something videotaped, you're always here, you've brought your drone, you've done so much for us, so we really appreciate that. And we like to see, we love sharing success, both of our successes together with you.
Thank you.
So we appreciate that. Yeah.
Thank you guys for all the years of entertainment and pickleball that you guys have provided for me. I mean, it's definitely the least I could do for what you guys have done for me over the years.
And we've teamed up a few times and had some success.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're two for two, I think, actually.
We are. Yeah. Yeah.
So. Sounds like a rematch is in order.
I know.
Eddie better get his butt up here and take you guys on.
Right?
Simmer that ego down.
Oh, he's got the belt now, too. We got to get that belt back.
Oh, we got to get that belt back.
But, yeah, we welcome everyone. No one has to be a member. Everyone's, the public's welcome to come out and play. And we just encourage people to come out and visit and just come play more pickleball. It's awesome.
All right. Very cool. Well, thank both of you very much. This has been such a fun time. Thank you guys very much for joining me here today and allowing me to bring the entire podcast setup to the Wolverine Pickleball facility. You guys can definitely expect to see a lot more videos from me at this location. It's basically my home away from home. thank you guys very much. I can't thank you enough for joining us here on this episode. But back to you, Eddie and Webby.
Webby. That was freaking awesome, man. How much fun was that?
Man, that was an absolute blast. I was actually a little nervous at first because I have never taken my whole podcast setup to a location outside of my house. So a little nervous going into it, but I thought it was super fun. Absolutely love talking to Leslie and Christy. And like I said, I've never actually gotten a chance to find out what their full background is leading up to them joining forces, starting the company, and doing all the amazing things that they've done, especially with that brand new facility.
Yeah, I know you spent a lot of time with them. I haven't spent nearly as much time with them as you have, but every time I've hung out with them, it's been so fun. They're great people. They're incredibly supportive. They're very passionate.
and look what their passion has brought them to. I mean, that place looks amazing. I want to go up there even in the middle of winter just so I can play pickleball and hang out at that facility.
Yeah, man, I love that place. No joke, I've been there at least once a week since the place opened. Multiple times I've been there too, sometimes even three times a week, just because I pretty much look for any excuse that I can find to go there. I've been doing some duper sessions, but just did a tournament there, which you guys will see a video of very soon. But yeah, it's awesome. That place is amazing. Can't say enough good things about it.
That's great. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Speaking of things that people enjoy, Webby, how much do you enjoy staying hydrated?
I enjoy it a lot, probably a lot more than I should even.
Well, that's good. I enjoy it as well, which is why I love to use products from Jigsaw Health. Webby, I know you're a big fan of Jigsaw as well. What is your favorite way to stay hydrated with Jigsaw Health products?
Yeah, for me, I drink a Fruit Punch Electrolyte Supreme before I start playing pickleball, and then I end my playing session by drinking a second one because I love it so much and because I sweat so much that I need more than just one.
Of course. It's good to stay hydrated. I love to use pickleball cocktail. The blue raspberry flavor is now my favorite. Mm-hmm. The orange flavor that they originally came out with was my favorite before. But blue raspberry is so good. It tastes like cotton candy. In addition to their electrolyte packets, meaning Electrolyte Supreme or pickleball cocktail, I also use some of their other products on a day-to-day basis. The Mag SRT, Adrenal Cocktail, as well as the cod liver oil. Jigsaw Health, it's fun to feel good. And I got to tell you guys, you have the opportunity to be able to get $10 off your order by going to jigsawhealth.com and using coupon code PBforLife10. As I mentioned, you'll get $10 off your order, but you'll also help our podcast and our videos and keeping Eddie and Webby going. And we really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a win-win situation. Not only do you get a chance to get a nice discount, but you can help us out as well if you feel so inclined.
We definitely appreciate it. I also appreciate you guys tuning into some of our other content, like Just the Pickle. We are re-releasing old episodes of our podcast. We're stripping out the beer and technology and any other non-pickleball related stuff to give you Just the Pickle. Man, we've had some great episodes recently. Ben Johns, Kyle Yates, The Waters, Simone Jargim, and we are going to keep a lot of that content continuing to go until we run out of content and have to start over from scratch.
Yeah. But yeah, I love that show. It's fun to look back at those episodes from the past few years that we haven't experienced in quite a while. And I think it's a great way to bring those back to the forefront so newer fans of pickleball can see some of the people that made this sport so great.
That's right. This sport. So great.
Spart. Yeah.
Love this spart. Wow. Yep. You've had like, three quarters of your drink and you're calling it sparts. I like it. That means we're having a good time. Well, anyway, we appreciate you guys tuning in. And on that note, I'm Eddie.
And until next time, this is Webby, not Eddie, signing off.
So, yeah.
Well, we're taking a round with Eddie and Webby. Taking a round with Eddie and Webby tonight.
Oh, yeah.